Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Miriam Magdalene and Miriam the mother of James and Salome bought spices, so that they might go and anoint him.
Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb at the rising of the sun.
They said among themselves, "Who will roll the stone away from the door of the tomb for us?"
But when they looked, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large.
And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a white garment.
And they were frightened. He said to them, "Do not be frightened. You are looking for Yeshua of Nazareth, who was nailed to the torture wooden pole. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." They went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when Yeshua rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Miriam Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe it. After that he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Afterward he appeared to the 11 as they sat at supper, and he reprimanded them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. They will get serpents off from them, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." After the Master had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of Elohim. Then they went forth and preached everywhere, the Master working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
Amen.